Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm good.
Welcome back.
I'm good.
Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do. Rest of the show. We got to check in on a coworker coming up next hour. Things were not going well last night.
I just did.
How you doing?
He says he's grinding through it.
Oh, no. All right, we'll get to that coming up. Hopefully he's okay. Guess the takes next hour. Our same game parlay for the Eagles and the Lions. Of course, we got this great prize to give away, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Looking today for CombOcon for a Would You Rather. We've had some fun ones today. All right, guys, before we go any further, though, it's a big game. When we have big games, you know what we got to do. We got to figure out if we're screwed or saved here by the referee assignment in the game. So this week we have Alex Kemp, it's Alex Kemp's crew here for the Philadelphia Eagles. So this is the second game we've had with Alex Kemp here. We won 20-17 in week two with the Chiefs. I've dove into this one for a while, guys, and I got to tell you, kind of tough to read if we're screwed or we're saved, but this one stood out to me. Favorites with Alex Kemp. 24-2 straight up in their last 26 games. The favorite in the game wins with Alex Kemp's crew. Guys, I think we're saved this week. I think we are saved. The refs are going to be on our side in the game on Sunday. Now,
are these the refs we had last week?
No. This is the last time we had these guys was week 2 against the Chiefs.
Okay, no, because when you said something, because I was thinking if it was, they might be in a little heat because of the tush-push and offsides and stuff like
that. Well, so I want to get your take on this. Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we're in good shape. Favorites have been much better with Alex Kemp's crew. But Kemp's crew ranks number 1 in the NFL for offensive holding penalties. Now, the Lions are the least penalized offensive holding team in football. Who do you think this benefits us, or it is a negative that this crew calls the number 1 offensive holding penalties in football? They call it a lot. Mm. Is that good for us or not good for us?
I would probably say not good because Hayden Hutchinson, he's been getting after it a little bit.
So you think we might hold him and then get called for it?
Well, yeah, because he's – when I look at it, it's as far as matchups, because he's like, what, 6'4", 260, something like that. He's a longer.
Yeah, he might be 6'5", yeah.
And you're going up against Jordan. Like, that's a good matchup. So, and he's pretty quick. They'll probably – I'm not saying that our guys can't block him.
6'7".
Yeah, that's a big dude, man. So I'm not saying that our guys can't block him, but it's a little bit different than blocking him as opposed to 6'1", me. You know what I mean?
Or Micah's shorter.
Yeah, because it's more – you have more leeway because of the arm extension, if you will. He's got longer arms.
Sure he does. Sounds like you're a little worried.
Well, no, what I'm saying is –
sounds like you're worried about this crew.
Well, no, what I'm saying is – there's a propensity for them to probably call more holding.
The other thing, now, so they call on the offensive side. On defense, no crew calls more third down defensive penalties, including the automatic first downs. I think that's advantage us. Quinyon Mitchell doesn't get many penalties. They've got a secondary that can be a little handsy. They play more man. I think that's for us. I feel good that we're saved here by the referee crew on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Sean in Philadelphia is up talking Eagles and A.J. Brown. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Sean?
Today?
What's going on?
What's up?
I'm good, man. I'm just calling in, man, to just try to clear things up.
Okay.
A.J. Brown is not really a distraction to anybody but the media and himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because the team is doing great with his, you know, his statements that he made, you know, playing video games or just posting something that has something to do. He has valid points when he posts stuff, you know, because he's not getting the ball. I think we should all be concerned if he wasn't complaining.
Wow, Sean, are you concerned when Devontae doesn't complain?
Well, Devontae is, that's two different personalities we deal with. You know, Devontae knows he's a good receiver, and he expresses it through his play. You know, and AJ is one of those trash-talking receivers. You hear what he say? He want to dominate his opponent. You know, he's one of those guys that want to dominate, and he wanted to be shown. And it's not being shown this season, unfortunately. Who fault is it? Who knows? But he has a valid point, but he's not. He's not distracting anybody. He's 7-2.
Well, I mean, the head coach was annoyed at the press conference the other day when he was asked the questions. He certainly seems a little perturbed by all this.
That's what I mean by the only people that's being annoyed and distracted is the media.
But Sean, you know what I mean? but the wide receiver causes the questions to the coach, right? Like if AJ doesn't go on the stream, there's no questions about AJ this week.
But Joe, hear me out. It's a billion other things that these people can ask questions about when they got Sirianni.
So you think they shouldn't ask the question about the receiver going on the stream saying you should drop me in fantasy and it's a bleep show? You think they shouldn't ask? Or Sean, have you considered maybe he shouldn't talk about what he's talking about?
No. He can say whatever he wants.
Well, hold on. If he could say whatever he wants, the questions could be asked off of what he says. Like, you realize it's chicken or the egg thing. He's starting it.
Yeah, he's starting it, but we ain't got to finish it. We could just let.
Well, no, they literally do have to. That's Sean. That's their job. It would be
that's their job.
Sean, it'd be ridiculous. Sean, don't you realize how ridiculous it would be to, like, AJ Brown basically says it's a bleep show. My team is a bleep show. And I say I was at a press conference and I go in there. Hey, coach, what do you think of your backup left guard? Like, do you realize how stupid that would be?
Yeah, but did he say his team is a bleep show, or did he say
Listen, let me help you out, Joe. Sean.
Please.
The simple fact that you're asking these questions, that's why we talk about it. You know what? You know what bothers me about people when we say something that you don't agree with? You don't listen to what's being said. You just want to formulate it, and then you want to turn around and blame us. Listen, our job here. Listen, May I please finish speaking? Because I let you speak. The problem is this. When something is said that you don't agree with, you automatically want to shoot the messenger. I don't understand why. A few weeks ago, Lane Johnson said the offense wasn't clicking. Did anybody say anything about him? Did anybody get all up in uproar?
Nope.
But when AJ says it because AJ's the boy that cried wolf, that's where the story comes from. And ain't nobody about to sit there and not talk about it. That would be stupid. No. If there's a problem, are you married, Sean?
No, I'm not married. I'm divorced.
But if you were in a relationship and your significant other was acting weird or whatever, you're just going to let that go because you don't want to know what's going on. You're going to ask her what's going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why can't we do our job and find out what the hell going on with our football team?
Right. So I'm going to ask her what's going on. I'm not going to call her brother or her sister.
Sean, let's bring it back. A.J. Brown, instead of behind the scenes with none of us knowing, could go to his coach's office and talk. Could go to talk to his quarterback. Instead, he went to Janky Rando's dumb Twitch.
Janky Rando.
Whatever, okay?
Get it right.
Get it right.
Oh, are you a Janky fan? I didn't realize that.
I respect what you're saying, but Janky Rando asked him questions. They was playing a game.
No, he asked how his life was.
He asked how you doing.
What are you talking about?
Why do we have to be so naive? Sean,
Sean, I
respect you, but you're being naive on this, man. Sean, this is like someone taking a match, lighting something on fire, and saying, "What's burning?" AJ created all of this week, every ounce of it. He held court at his locker for 8 minutes. Did anybody else do that?
No one else on the team did that at all.
So the only person to blame if there's a distraction is the person causing the scene. That's it.
And I agree with that. And all I'm saying is that I don't believe that there's a distraction.
Well,
and I think the only people that is distracted is that the folks that's, you know, that want to talk about
okay.
it. You know?
Well, so Sean, here's what I believe. There is a distraction. I also believe they're capable of overcoming it because that's what they do. I think there's something about this group that they're used to the bright lights. They're used to noise. They overcame it last year. So I think we see it a little bit differently, but ultimately the same. I think they're going to find a way to overcome it. All right, Sean, what do you got for us for the Combo Con here? A great
Would you rather? Okay. Would you rather have witnessed Jesse Owens in Berlin or Muhammad Ali and George Foreman?
Ooh, wow. Those are two all-timers. Sean,
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, easily Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
I don't know. The Jesse Owens thing, to do it in Berlin in Germany at that time, that has to be one of the most powerful scenes in just, like, world history.
That's fair. I just find boxing more interesting.
Well, for me, I at least that, wouldn't want to be over there. Well, like me personally, I wouldn't want to do that.
I didn't think of it from that perspective.
I respect you.
Maybe you do sit that one out.
I'm gonna probably sit that one out, dog. It might be a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe I go and I explain to you how powerful it was. You stay back.
Yeah, just send me pictures. Send me pictures.
I just like
it's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah. Unfortunately, his take on AJ and that whole thing sucked.
But you gotta respect I kind of understood where he's coming from because it's kind of like that whole, you know, uncle at the barbecue ignoring. Mm-hmm. But
grape soda, right? That one.
Yeah, that's not our job, man.
You better be careful.
No, but you know what? This is where people need to understand.
Somebody that doesn't know the context.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The drunk. Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is what
the other day Hugh said treat AJ like the drunk uncle the barbecue grape soda.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, let's make sure that.
I'm just saying ignore him. I forgot. Yeah. But
I'm just going off of Hugh's analogy.
Yeah, so
I'm just playing off
but my, everything's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, but my point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's just a little annoying when we're here, we're boots on the ground, and, you know, we talk about it because we're close to it, and people get mad because at the end of the day, it's because we're not telling you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
That ain't my job. That's not my job to tell you what you want to hear.
Can we just grow up, though? I mean, like, because the whole thing about, like, the media, like, I'm asking Sierra any questions. Like, he's tired of the media asking questions. Like, if I'm in a relationship, if my girlfriend's tweeting stuff, weird stuff, that seems like it's about me, and the next time we go out to a party, and all my friends are like, dude, what the hell's up with your girl?
It's not your friend's fault.
Then eventually I'm going to turn to my girlfriend and be like, what are you doing to me?
Right. And the people
probably want to take some of that bass out your voice, though, because that might be.
Well,
no, maybe he needs the bass. Maybe Sirianni needs some more bass. I mean, come on. Well, to the analogy, like, it's not your friend's fault for asking, like, hey, what's up?
Right.
Like, they're just observing what they're seeing.
Friends being friends.
That's
media being media, like reporters being reporters.
Insider of the year, fighting for insider of the year.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Elliot yesterday muscling out John McMullen was wild
dude
stuff.
Dude, dominated.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
You know how like sometimes the assembled media asking questions at the press conference will like jump over each other to get the questioning because they all talk up at the same time? Elliot like out-muscled John McMullen.
He put the shoulder on?
Oh, yeah, and Fangio reacted
to
it.
Yeah, he did. He noticed
He bodied him. I mean, it was wild. Yeah,
we probably going to have to fight reporters after a while. We devolving into that crew, huh?
Damn right.
I'm going to see if I can dig it up.
All right, while you do that, In the meantime,
football's in full swing, and let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for that bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet in the first quarter. Some do nothing at all, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook. Mm-mm. Where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player gets That means if your player gets injured in the first half, your bet would play on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance on Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super fast. So bet with the book that always has your back, Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Again, I demand a recount on the Marconi. I mean, we got host. Host. All right.
We need to fight them, dog. I think we need to fight those cats up there.
In Detroit? Yeah,
yeah,
we need
to fight them.
Still need a little more time.
All right, let's grab a lead. You know, how about this? This will be entertaining while Kyle grabs that. We have another Chesty Lions fan, Dylan, in New Jersey, up on WIP. Hey, Dylan.
Ooh, love the show, guys.
Hey, Dylan.
Thanks for having me on.
What's up, man? What are you feeling?
Cool. I'm a touch on that A.J. Brown situation.
Mm-hmm.
We got J-Mo in Detroit. He didn't do good last 2 weeks. You don't see him on social media crying. But the touch up on the question, what if, would you rather, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather win a Super Bowl or at your position, would you rather break all single season records?
Well, I'd rather win a Super Bowl. I feel like A.J. Brown probably would.
Yeah, A.J. Brown might be that forever. Mm-hmm. When you go in Madden 2035 and you look up the records, it will say A.J. Brown in Madden. They don't have the Super Bowl champs from 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Dylan, I agree with you on AJ. I think it's pretty clear to me what he'd rather do here.
Yep.
He's already won a Super Bowl.
Hugh, all respect to you. I think the Lions are going to win, though. They're going to need you out there because the Eagles ain't dropping 50, and I can see the Lions dropping 50.
Well, come on, not 50. I mean, let's take a deep breath.
The Lions scored a lot of points.
I know, but hold on. They played the Commanders last week. This is Vic Fangio's defense.
Beating the Lions. You guys will go to school more than 10, though. Our defense is just like yours.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, the bar is wonderfully high. Yeah. I mean, Dylan, I love you, man, and enjoy the game Sunday. The Lions are not putting 50 points up.
I'll be there, and I was at the Snow Bowl.
All right. Oh, wow.
Too. I'm a real fan. I ain't no Dallas fan. I'm a real fan. I've been to the stadium. I've been in the New York Jets game and a Lions
All right, Dylan.
So God bless you.
I mean, that's
I ain't wearing my jersey.
A lot to go through.
Take care.
You got it, Dylan.
Wait, he said he ain't wearing his jersey. He said he is.
I think it was ain't.
Yeah, he ain't no dummy. That's what I
Well, he survived the last game.
hey, Dylan, that might be a smart move.
That snow game, what was that, 2013? The LeSean McCoy shady game?
This is cold weather, right? This is going to be – I'm going to need a coat.
Well, so I think everyone going to the game Sunday, don't be fooled by the temperature because it seems like the wind is going to be whipping on Sunday. The real feel way colder
real coat.
Than the actual temperature. We'll see. I mean, look, here's an interesting would you rather. Would you rather the wind play a major factor or not? Hugh, hear me out. Now, Jared Goff in the weather has not been the same quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would think the wind could affect him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he becomes strictly a running game, their running game is better than ours right now.
Yeah.
Right. Like if the wind is so bad or so significant Sunday that both passing games struggle to cut through it, it kind of becomes just a ground and pound game, right? Do you want that kind of game, or would you rather it be kind of normal conditions?
I want it to be. You say windy, the more of a running game.
But like what I'm saying is super windy and it's hard to throw, or just regular fall cold, but not super windy.
Regular fall cold.
Okay. So you could throw cold. Or pass.
Yeah.
Or run.
Yeah.
Me.
You have the options.
Yeah. We'll
see. I mean, yeah, you like most teams, you're going to throw regardless, but You just like your chances.
I think if it was last year's Eagles, I'd rather the wind be whipping, right? Because you would take away the Lions' passing game. Our running game was the best in the NFL. If it becomes just a running game on Sunday, I don't think we have a super advantage. Art, can we hear yesterday? This is Elliot Shore Parks going for Insider of the Year. I mean, listen to this. He's totally muscling out John McMullen here for a question.
As a coach.
Ooh, he kind of put you in your place there. Good.
Yeah. Hold on a second. What a line by Elliot there. Let's do that one more time, just to really get the picture. The best part is Vic.
Yeah.
Ooh, kind of put you in your place there.
Yeah, that was pretty. Elliot's making his bones.
You think McMullen just went home or just like doesn't show up today?
I mean, you have to.
That's
right?
A tough look.
But like, because Elliot doing it is one thing, but Fangio, putting you on blast in front of everybody.
I feel like, again, I'm not really part of the voting. I just observe it. But Elliot's got to get extra points for Insider of the Year off of that.
Yeah, like he could have went home with some dignity if Fangio didn't say anything.
But after that, it's rough. That also could be a drop, that Fangio thing. That is a good one. Ken and Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So, first of all, I knew that Dan Campbell was lying when he told the story because there's 60,000 plus people at Lincoln Financial Field for an Eagles game. You'd have a hard time finding five of them that are chewing tobacco the whole game and spitting into a cup, that somebody's dumping spit cup on him in Philadelphia. I mean, this isn't Knoxville, Tennessee. This is Philadelphia. So I knew that was bogus from the minute it came out of his mouth. Look, I'm glad I followed the Chesty Lions fan, and I don't know how Chesty and Lions fan go together in the same sentence.
After all these decades, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's like those Browns fans that pump their chests out, too. It's the same thing. If the Eagles don't turn the football over, there's no way they can lose to this team. This is not the best team they will play this year. This is not even the best team they have played this year. They have played two better teams in the NFC already. And, you know, the Lions' defense legit stinks. If the Eagles' tackles just do their job, and I'll give you a little nugget here. We all know that the Eagles have the best red zone offense in the NFL. Well, when you dive into the numbers, their red zone offense at home is off the charts. It's far better than everybody else. They are 90% touchdown in the red zone at home. Conversely, the Lions' red zone defense on the road is putrid. They are giving up 70% touchdown rate in the red zone on the road. So if the Eagles don't turn the football over, there's no way they're going to lose to this team. No way. And we have this tremendous capacity as fans in this city to overvalue, I guess is a good way to put it, our opposition. I mean, and last year was a perfect example. When the schedule came out, we were all worried about the fact that, oh, man, we have to play the AFC North. We have to play the Ravens and the Steelers in back-to-back weeks. And guess who the champion of the AFC North was last year? The Philadelphia Eagles, because they beat them all.
Mm.
Guess who the champion of the NFC North is going to be this year?
The Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles, because they're going to beat them all. So I'm not disrespecting the Lions. The Lions are a good football team, but the Eagles are the best team in the league. And if they don't turn the football over on Sunday, and the odds are they won't, because they hardly ever do, they're going to play this entire game on the Lions' side of the line of scrimmage on defense. So I will be stunned if they lose this game. I mean, literally stunned.
Yeah, Ken, if it was a month ago, I may have pushed back a little bit or disagree with some of that. But the way the Eagles' defense looked on Monday, the way they've stopped the run since Nakobe got back, the way the pass rush looked with Nolan and Jalen Phillips, I just feel like they're better right now and better at home. Like, I think they match up good enough to win this football game. I don't expect it to blow up, but, Ken, I'm with you. I expect them to win the football game.
And there's one thing you were talking about, the officials, and you mentioned their propensity to call third down defensive penalties.
Yep.
I think we all remember that going into the draft, when the Eagles wound up drafting Quinyon Mitchell, a lot of people around here were high on Terrion Arnold, who plays for the Lions, by the way. And the guy is a walking penalty.
He is.
Like, he doesn't know how to defend. without grabbing or interfering.
He's the opposite of Quinion, who can do it without getting penalized. Like, he's really good at, like, just, you know, kind of grabbing, but then pulling off it quick.
Yes. So I'm really looking forward to Sunday night, and I hope all the Chesty Lions fans call back on Monday, because that's one of those things that I'm going to put in my book as, you know, one of the oddities of my life, a Chesty Lions
fan. It really is. Ken, what do you got for us for Would You Rather?
Would you rather live to be 110 in absolute perfect health, but you can never have sex again, or would you rather live?
Oh, no, I'm gone. You ain't got to finish that one.
For 5 more years, have all the sex you want.
Oh, you can. I only got 5 left. I'm going to take them.
Yeah, we'll take the 5. I think
I'm going to take the. Man, that's crazy.
110? That's a long. First of all, I don't want to live to 110.
Nah.
I mean, let's be real about it. If you live to 110, everyone or most of everyone that you like really love is going to be gone too. But like, who are you hanging out with at 110 years old? Perfect
health.
Because
everybody gone.
Yeah, I got to make new friends after all the friends you have and your significant other.
Get a cat or something.
Get a cat. I don't want to hang out with a cat.
I do.
Yeah, all right. Well, you hang out with a cat. 215-592-9494. All right. Calls in. Guess the takes. And a big congratulations in order here at WIP. A major milestone was reached today. We'll tell you about it next. And I actually think it's the last that we'll ever see. I'll explain that next. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up. We got a great prize to give away. It is the Midday Show on a Football Friday, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.